Friends, up till now, we have seen the investment by the public into the debt securities, investment in the bank deposits, and investment in the post office deposit. Now, we will take into consideration investment into the company deposits. This is also one of the avenues where people are permitted to invest in the companies. But there are several regulations. Reserve Bank regulations, SEBI regulations, company regulations, so many regulations are there. So we have to see how best by taking the minimum risk one can invest in the company deposits. There are many companies who are always deposit hungry. They want the funds for their day-to-day activities. They want the funds for working capital requirement. They want the funds for development or expansion of the companies. For that purpose, they are looking to the general public in addition to the bank loan, government subsidy, etc., etc. So now this chapter is construed in such a manner that you will understand what are the regulations which permits general public to deposit with the company. Okay, see the structure of this particular chapter consists of provision of Companies Act 2013 for acceptance of the deposit by the companies, RBI guidelines for acceptance for NBFCs, non-banking financial companies, and acceptance of the deposit by housing finance companies. These three aspects we have to take into consideration. Therefore, we have to understand from the perspective of the deposits, from the perspective of the general public, what are the deposit criteria, right? So, one can understand the deposit which is placed by the investor with the companies for a fixed term which is carrying the prescribed rate of interest is called a company fixed deposit. Financial institutions like NBFCs are also accept the deposit. And deposit mobilized are governed by the Companies Act under Section 58A. These deposits are unsecured one, and if the company defaults, the investor cannot seal the document to recover his capital, thus making them the risky investment option. So any investment which you are making into the company is a risky investment. There is no protection, whereas in post office, bank deposit, there is a protection. At least Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation, DICGC, they pay you even if the bank has gone into liquidation up to 5 lakhs. But in company deposit, there is no provision as such. That is why this investment in company deposit is very risky deposit. Okay. However, more the risk, more the return. That is the universal principle. People are risk appetite. Those who are risk appetite, they can certainly invest in the company deposit. But choosing the right company requires a lot of study. Hence, whenever a company attracts a public to deposit money with them by offering the higher rate of interest, okay, that time they have to think twice how company is desperately looking for the funds. Various instances of default by the companies in repaying the default have been happened in the past. A wise investor should always look at the various aspects of the deposits, applicable regulations before investing into his hard-earned money in the lure of getting the higher returns. Right? Now let us understand what one should take into consideration before depositing the funds or investing into the company. There is a company law, and as per the Companies Act 2013, earlier this act was Companies Act 1956, which was revised, and in 2013 new act has come, that is Companies Act 2013, and specifically there is a provision for acceptance of the deposit by the companies. So the provision of the Companies Act 2013, Deposit Act, to accept the deposit from the public, calling the deposit, advertisement, they are making advertisement also calling the deposit, right? Then acceptance and the repayment of the deposit by the companies are governed under this Companies Act. Company can accept the deposit from the members and other than members' limit, subject to satisfaction of certain terms and conditions. Private companies are also cannot accept deposit from the directors. Then now let us understand the money placed with the company, how you can term that as a deposit. Now what is the deposit? Section 231 of the Companies Act defines the deposit means, number one, the deposit includes any receipt of the money by way of a deposit, by way of a loan, or in any other form by the company, but does not include some category of amount as may be prescribed in consultation with the Reserve Bank of India. Okay? This includes the receipt of money in any form, whether it is deposit, whether it is loan, etc. But it does not include money received from bank. If any company received the money from the bank, it cannot be considered as a deposit with the company. The provision of the deposit includes loans, but not the loan which is taken from the banks. Right? There are certain prohibitory lists, the items which are explained and excluded to consider as a deposit outside the definition of deposits. They are not considered as a deposit even if it is placed with the company. Which are those items which are not considered as a deposit or excluded from the list of definition of deposits? Number one, amount received from the central government or state government. It will be not considered as deposit. Number two, amount which is received from the foreign government, it will not be a deposit. Loan from the bank, it is not a deposit. Loan from the public financial institution, that also cannot be considered as a deposit. Then loan received against the issue of commercial paper, no. That will not be considered as deposit. And amount received by the company from other company also cannot be considered as a deposit with the company. So, the amount received in IPO, FPO, or other issue of securities within 60 days, if the securities are not allotted and the application money which they have received is not refunded within 15 days from the date of that 60 days, such a refunded amount shall be treated as a deposit and any adjustment of the amount shall not be treated as a refund. Right? So, you receive, under IPO, you received the funds. But within, condition is that, within 60 days, you have to issue the equity. If not, then you have been provided additional 15 days period. Either refund the funds or issue the equity. If not, then it will be considered as a deposit with you. Provided that the director has to give a declaration that the amount has not been borrowed from him, from others, private and public limited companies, both can receive the amount from the directors. However, public company cannot receive the amount from the relatives of the director, and only private company can do so. Then amount which is raised by the issue of what? Bonds or debentures. We have seen bonds or debentures secured by the first charge, or a charge which is ranking pari passu charge of the first charge of any assets which is referred to the Schedule 3 of the Act excluding intangible assets, or bonds or debentures which will be compulsorily convertible into shares of the company within 10 years. Within 10 years. So, company cannot issue compulsorily convertible debentures, CCDs. Compulsorily convertible debentures for the period more than 10 years. More than 10 years. Therefore, the same should be treated as maximum period of maturity of compulsorily convertible debentures. Then amount received from the employee not exceeding his annual salary under the contract of employment, provided such acceptance should be non-interest-bearing security, and non-interest-bearing amount received or held in trust. The amount received in course of business. Amount which is received in the course of business, which consists of advance. As a supplier provides that, such a good should be delivered within 360 days. That is advance received by the company. And delivery of the goods should be within 360 days, that means within 1 year. Then advance as consideration for property under agreement, provided the loan should be adjusted against the consideration of the property. And third is a security deposit for performance of contract. Fourth one is advance under long-term project. However, in this condition is that all the three previous conditions, ABC, becomes refundable with or without interest due to necessary permission which is required has not been granted for dealing in goods or property or services for which money has taken. After expiry of 15 days from the due date, such an amount shall be treated as deposit, if not refunded, right? Now, any amount which is brought in by the promoter as an unsecured loan with the condition, number one, the requirement is imposed by lending institution on the promoters to contribute such a finance. Loan provided by the promoters or by their relatives or both, and such a loan is exempt till the repayment of the loan to the bank or financial institutions thereafter. Now, amount which is accepted from nidhi companies. Therefore, not every receipt of the money or loan which is deposited, if amount received from the above resources or sources. And on satisfaction of the condition, wherever it is required, such an amount will not be considered as a deposit in terms of the Companies Act 2013. You know, which is considered to be deposit, which is not considered to be deposit. Whatever we have discussed is not considered as a deposit. Now, there is a prohibition on acceptance of the deposit from public. What is that prohibition for? No company shall invite or accept or renew deposit on or after commencement of the Companies Act 2013, except in the manner which is provided in Chapter 5 of the Companies Act. Okay? Not applicable to the banking companies. Company, it may be private company or public limited company, can accept the deposit from the members only after passing the resolution in general meeting and subject to fulfillment of certain conditions. And these conditions are, number one, issue of circular to the members by registered post with acknowledgement due or a speed post or by electronic mode in the form of DPT-1, that is the prescribed format. And the circular may also be published in the advertisement as per the rules which are prescribed. So, issuance of the circular. Right? Number two, filing of the circular with ROC, that is Register of Companies, in the form DPT-3, that is prescribed from within 30 days from the date of issue of circular. Number three, to open a separate bank account which is called as Deposit Repayment Reserve Account with Scheduled Commercial Bank and depositing the amount not less than 15% of the deposit maturing during the financial year. Number four, providing deposit insurance certificate that company has not defaulted in the repayment of the earlier deposits, providing the securities if required, including creation of the charge, it may be partly secured or partly unsecured. Every deposit shall be repaid with interest in compilation of the terms and conditions of the agreement. In case of the default of subsection 3, depositor can approach to the tribunal, Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, and amount of deposit repayment reserve account which is open shall not be used for the purpose other than the repayment of the deposit. Therefore, the prohibition to accept the deposit has not been included in the definition of the private companies under Companies Act 2013. Even private companies can accept the deposit which were not allowed to be under Companies Act 1956 and after fulfilling the condition as mentioned in Section 73. Further, the company shall not accept the deposit exceeding 25% of the paid up capital and free reserve under Section 73(2). Right? And once you accept the deposit, then you have to take care of damage for the fraud. Damages for the fraud. If company fails to repay any deposit under Section 74, it is proved that the deposit has been accepted with an intention to defraud the depositors or for any fraudulent purpose, every officer of the company who was responsible for acceptance of such deposit shall, without prejudice to the provision contained in the subsection 3 of that section and the liability under section 447, be personally responsible without any intimation of liability for all or any of the losses or damages that may have been incurred by the depositors. Right? Next, acceptance of the deposit from the public by certain companies. Public company can accept the deposit from the person other than the members on the fulfillment of some of the conditions, which consist of conditions as required under section 73. Eligibility to accept the deposit under this section: net worth should be not less than 100 crores or turnover not less than 500 crores, and rating from the credit rating agencies. If above conditions are satisfied, then company has accepted the deposit from the public. The company shall create a charge within 30 days from the date of receipt of such a deposit. Therefore, the eligibility shall be considered only with reference to section 76 and section 73. And only public companies, public limited companies, will be eligible under this section, and not the private companies. But private companies can accept the deposit under section 73 for members which are not from the public. Companies Acceptance Deposit Rule 2014. This is the new rule in Companies Act. What this rule says, acceptance of the deposit: no company shall accept the deposit which is repayable on the demand. Deposit which is repayable on demand. It should be term deposit, not a demand deposit. So no company shall accept the deposit which is repayable on demand within less than 6 months from the date of acceptance of the deposit and more than 36 months. But if the company accepts the deposit to meet the short-term requirement, which is repayable within 6 months of them, then such a deposit shall not be exceeding 10% of the paid-up share capital of the company, paid-up share capital plus reserve. And such a deposit shall not be repayable before 3 months. This is a very important regulation. Now, quantum of the deposit. The eligible company shall not accept the deposit from members exceeding 10% of the paid up share capital, free reserve and the security premium account, and from other members exceeding 25% paid up share capital, free reserve and security premium account. This is the condition. But a specified IFSC, public company, International Financial Service Centers, the companies are established there, and these are the public company, then in that private company may accept the deposit from its member not exceeding 100% of the aggregate of the paid up capital, free reserve and the security premium account, subject to condition that details of such deposit shall be filed in the form DPT-3 with ROC, that is Register of Companies. Now, benefits of certain companies, benefit to certain companies. This regulation is applicable to all public and private limited companies, but certain companies are getting better benefit to this. What way? The maximum limit in respect of the deposit to be accepted from the members shall not be applicable to the some companies. For example, startup private limited companies. Oh, okay. For them, 5 years from the date of incorporation, Okay, this regulation are not acceptable. So they are permitted to accept the deposit. Then private company which fulfills the conditions such as non-association with the subsidiary or any other company, or borrowing of such company is less than, say, twice of its paid up capital, or 50 crores, whichever is less, and which is not defaulted in repayment of the borrowing subsisting at a time of accepting the deposit. And from the text, it is clear that all the three conditions required to be fulfilled simultaneously in case of the companies other than startup companies. However, government companies shall not accept the deposit exceeding 35% of the paid up share capital and free reserve. 35% of the paid up capital plus reserve. Then in that case, company shall enter into an agreement to provide the deposit insurance for both interest and principal amount at least before 30 days from the date of circular and advertisement, or before the date and renewal of this, as the case may be. Company shall create a charge on the purpose for providing the security, and the company shall appoint one or more trustee for the deposit, which is subject to written consent of the trustees. Company shall execute a deposit trust deed in terms of in the format DPT-2 at least 7 days before the issuance of the circular, and the company shall maintain a register of the deposit accepted or renewed. Therefore, the company shall file a return of the deposit as on 31st of March with Register of Company, that is ROC, in the form of DPT-3 on or before 30th June every year. This new rule requires every company except the government companies to disclose by way of return the outstanding receipt of money or loan by the company, but not considered as a deposit. Rate of interest and the brokerage to be paid by the companies or having accepted the deposit from the public. No company under the Section 73(2) or any eligible company shall invite or accept or renew any deposit in any form which carries the rate of interest or pay brokerage at the rate which is exceeding the maximum rate of interest or brokerage which is prescribed by the Reserve Bank of India for acceptance of such a kind of deposit by non-banking financial companies, that is NBFCs. Alteration of the terms and conditions. Company shall not reserve to itself directly or indirectly its right to alter to the prejudice of the disadvantages of the depositors any terms and conditions of the deposit, deposit trust deed, deposit insurance contract, after the circular was issued in the form of advertisement. For accepting the deposit, another condition is a credit rating. Every eligible company must obtain at least once in a year a credit rating for the deposit accepted by it, and the copy of the rating shall be submitted to the Register of Companies along with written in the form of DPT-3. Now, once advertisement is submitted, issue circular for inviting the deposit. Issue of circular inviting deposits. circular in the form of advertisement inviting the deposit shall be issued by the company's board of directors. Thereafter, registration of the company circular with the registrar. A copy of circular or a circular in the form of advertisement must be signed by the majority of the directors of the company at the time of the board of approval, circular in the form of advertisement or their agents duly authorized by them in writing. Now the circular which is issued by the company for accepting the deposit, it must have certain validity, right? And this validity period is very important. Until the expiry of the 6 months from the date of its closure of the financial year in which it is issued, or until the date up to which the financial statement is laid before the company in annual general meeting, or where the annual general meeting for any year has not been held, and the latest by the day on which the meeting should have been held in accordance with the provision of the Companies Act. Okay, this circular is valid. Now, creation of a security. Deposit is accepted in terms of the circular which is issued, and this circular is registered with the Registrar of Companies. Under that, the deposit is accepted by the company. Now, what is important? For the investor, it is their assets. For the company, it is their deposit, means liabilities. So, every company eligible to accept the deposit who has invited the secured deposit shall provide a security by way of creating the charge on such a deposit or assets, right? Excluding certain intangible assets for the due repayment of the amount of the deposit and interest thereon for an amount which shall not be less than the amount which is remaining unsecured by way of deposit insurance. For that deposit, they have to create a security charge. Appointment of trustee for the deposits. Such a deposit in large number of people is accepted by the company. For them, they have to appoint a trustee. They have to appoint trustee. So every company which is referred in the Schedule 73(2) of the Companies Act inviting the secured deposit before issue of the circular or advertisement, appoint one or more deposit trustee for the depositor for creating the security for that deposit. Then application for the deposit by depositors. Application in prescribed format declaring by the intending depositors to the company to the effect that the deposit is not being made out of any money borrowed by him from any other person is submitted to the intending depositor for the acceptance of such deposits. Depositor may at any time nominate any person to whom his deposit shall be vested in the event of any death or provision under Section 72 as far may be applied to the nomination made under this rule. Then deposit receipt. Nomination is made, deposit accepted, trustee is appointed, charge is created in favor of depositor. Now issue of deposit receipt. Every company shall, on the acceptance of the or renewal of the deposit, furnish to the depositor or his agent a deposit return for the amount, deposit receipt for the amount which is received by the company within a period of 21 days from the date of receipt of money or realization of check. This is the deposit receipt. Now maturity comes. Then repayment of the deposit. So every deposit accepted by the company shall be repaid with interest in accordance with the terms and conditions of agreement. Sometimes there is a demand for the premature repayment of the deposit. When company makes the repayment of the deposit on request of the depositor, after the expiry period of the 6 months, from the date of acceptance of the deposit, but before the date of expiry, for which such deposit was accepted, the rate of interest payable on such a deposit shall be reduced by 1% from the rate which the company would have been paid had the deposit been accepted for the period for which such a deposit had actually run. And the company shall not pay the interest at the rate higher than the rate so reduced. This is the condition. Now, disclosure in financial statement. Every company other than the private company should disclose in its financial statement, that is balance sheet and profit and loss account, a note about the money received from the director. Then every private company has to disclose its financial statement by way of notes about the money received from the directors or its relatives of the directors. Regarding the penal rate of interest, every company shall pay a penal rate of interest at the rate of 18% per annum for the overdue period in case of deposits, whether it is secured or unsecured, matured and claimed but remain unpaid. Right? Now let us see this all about what we have seen as per the company law. Now what Reserve Bank of India says? RBI says, in respect of non-banking financial companies, NBFCs. NBFCs is a company which is registered under the Companies Act 2013. Okay? That may be engaged in the business of loans and advances, acquisition of the business loans and advances, acquisition of the share, stock, bond, debenture, security issued by the government or local authority, or it may be engaged other marketable securities of a like nature, leasing, hire purchase, insurance, chit fund. But it does not include any institution whose principal business is that of agricultural activity, industrial activity, purchase and sale of the goods and other activities, providing any services and sale and purchase and construction of immovable property.